Hi, I'm Sophie Luxton, and this is Holding the Fire of Motherhood. Hi, everyone. So here we are. I have actually missed a few weeks of podcasting, and that's just how it's happened right now. And I am back with this podcast, which feels like a very powerful shift for me. And I don't have all the layers of that yet, so I will leave it there and talk about what today's podcast is. So on this podcast, what I wanted to do was share honestly and in a very truthful and in a very raw way what kind of mother I am. And my intention is when we share stories about what kind of mothers we are, then we give ourselves permission to be the kind of mothers that we are. And I think there's this mistaken belief that most mothers are alike. And of course, the idealized idea of the good mother is either what we should be aiming for or what we already are. And if we are not that, then we shouldn't really talk about it, should we? And I am really interested in what would happen if we, instead of having this very narrow band of what a good mother is, or a worthy mother is, we actually blew that fucking open and allowed every mother, every woman who had children to be exactly the kind of mother that she wanted to be. Giving ourselves permission to celebrate and to pursue our renegotiation of and redefining of and recreating of motherhood on our own terms, so it fits us like our own skin. Now, to be honest, I don't know how much of that is possible. This feels like an epic revolutionary work in progress. Here's what I do know. I do know that there have been women from the very beginning of time who had children and kept on living their own lives and were maligned, rejected, probably lots of other much more horrific treatments of them, and also disregarded and considered unworthy of having children because they didn't fit what should happen when a woman has children and she becomes a mother. And I know that there are mothers who come in all the nuances of motherhood and who break all the rules. And I know that there are many mothers who fit that ideal of the good mother, the sacrificial mother, and are happy and fulfilled, and it has been a choice of theirs. And I celebrate them as well. My intention here is not to favor one type of mother over another. My intention is to explore the question of what would happen if every mother could be exactly the kind of mother that she was, without fear of judgment, self, or from others, without fear of reprisal, surrounded by a sisterhood and a mother sisterhood that accepted her completely for all the ways that she was a mother. This has been, you know, this is another strong flavor of what I have been rumbling with over the last 10 years since I became a mother. And here's what I noticed when women that I knew before, women that I knew as single women, single from children, knowing them before and then them having children. And I remember one woman in particular. When I first met her, she was this juicy, sexy, vibrant, provocative, naughty woman, and she was so much fun. And just so much fun. And I hadn't seen her for many years because we were kind of in the same time and space for a while, and then our paths went different ways. And when I saw her, maybe 5 or 6 years later, two kids, I was astonished by the change in her. And this is a change that I have not just seen in this woman. It is a change that I have felt in myself. It is a change that I have seen and experienced in myself. And it's a change that I've seen in so many women, more women than not. She had become duller somehow. She was still wonderful and incredible, and I adored her. And she had become duller. She had become smaller. She had become less vibrant, less outrageous, less juicy. And there may be some of you saying, well, that's just what happens. And I really want us to challenge, is it? Is it what really happens? Is it what has to happen? Or is it what we believe has to happen? Is that just the story of what we've been told about motherhood and about marriage? That you used to be a certain way, and then you have children, or and then you get married, and that old life is gone, and this is your new life now, where there are new rules, and there are new sets of behaviors, and you become a new person. And that is excellent if that is just so aligned with your heart and your soul and your erotic energy and your creature, your being, beautiful. And if it is not, that's the injustice. That's the part that's unjust right there. My mom, who was an actor, and I would have loved to interview her actually about her experiences in motherhood. Without knowing and without being sure, I am assuming that she had very mixed emotions about becoming a mother. I imagine that there was some part of her that loved the idea of having a daughter, and I can imagine that there is some part of her that did not want the tethered lifestyle where she would give up acting, she would be home with the baby. And my mom, like many women and like many artists and many creatives, would have died without her art. She would have been a shell of herself. And so she left when I was a baby, a few months old, and went to do a play in a nearby big city. And for me, that is a story of a woman who wasn't a woman, where there was no blueprint for the kind of mother that she wanted to be. What kind of mother would my mother have wanted to be? She would have been a brilliant mother if it was acceptable for her to go for a few weeks or a few months at a time and do a play, or act in a TV series, or do a radio show, which she used to do back in the days of radio shows, and come home and be there when she wanted to be there. She had so much love to give. She had so much vitality and wisdom and passion to give. And yet I think that because there was no previous mold of that type of motherhood for her, she had to make a choice, which was to leave. So, oh, the tyranny of what we have been told motherhood means is intense. And I think, how many women have lived smaller lives, quieter lives, have sacrificed their juice, their passion, their dreams because of motherhood. And my hypothesis is that that is not it, that sacrifice is not needed. It is only how we are shown how to do it. So the problem is not that we're having babes. The problem is this idealized, very narrow, very very rigid idea of what a mother is. That's the problem, in my opinion. What a mother wears, what she does with her time and energy, what she cares about, what she thinks, how she negotiates her time and energy, what role she takes in the family, what jobs she does in the family, how she behaves. And part of my big difficulty with motherhood was I came into motherhood as myself, as a woman, the woman that I was at that moment of time, and then I met motherhood and I could not fit into it. I just couldn't fit into it. And I think that's okay. The more I am on this journey, the more I think, oh, no, the woman wasn't wrong. I'm not wrong. The mold is wrong. Ah, the mold is wrong. Got it. Ah, yes. Well, that just feels so much better. So here's what I'm going to do. I am going to read. I sat down and I worked over it. I worked on it for a few weeks, adding things. And I feel like if I was to do another version tomorrow or a month from now, it would be different. So here's what I have to share with you. And what I did was I asked myself the question, what kind of mother am I? And then I wrote, this is the kind of mother I am. I am a mother who? I am a mother who? I am a mother who? And so I invite you to listen. I invite you to reflect on the kind of mother that you are. And I invite you to breathe in what feels uncomfortable, breathe in what resonates deeply with you, and also what feels like friction to you. And let us all be in a space where we can invite each other's mother in with full approval and with full celebration and without judgment and without shame. Here we go.
I am a selfish mother. I am a mother who buys herself her own container of raspberries and doesn't share them. I am a mother who sometimes takes the best pieces of fruit or cake for myself before I serve my kids. I am a mother who goes to the park and listens to music or walks or just stands or just sits and doesn't push my kids on the swing. I am a mother who hates organizing clothes into winter and summer and spring and fall. I am a mother who listens to music with swear words in it with my children around. I am a mother who hates kids' music and who often tells my kids no when they want to hear their own music. I am a mother who walks around naked. I am a mother who talks to my kids about sex and puberty and body parts and emotions and death all the time, maybe too much. I am a mother whose body sometimes cringes when they get close to me and I want to shout, leave me alone. I am a mother who never wants to talk to other mothers about kids. I'm a mother who hates being called the mom or mum at dance classes or a doctor's office or a school or a hospital. I am a mother who cuddles naked with her son. I am a mother who often doesn't feel like a good mother when I do, quote, bad mother things. I am a mother who often doesn't refer to herself as a mother on resumes or profiles or introductions because I hate the associations that come with it. I am a mother who hates domesticity, with every fiber of my being, like I was born with a hatred of all things to do with caretaking. I am a mother who gets annoyed when my kids interrupt something I am enjoying. I am a mother who just started to learn what it is to be inside a family, to belong, to love, and to think of us, not just me. I am a mother who has yelled and shouted at my kids a million times. I am a mother who has had big rage that I did not know what to do with. I am a mother who just wants to be a woman with children. I am a mother who will never say that my children are my greatest accomplishment. I am a mother who has learned that I can't mold my children, especially my daughter, into what I want her to be. I am a mother who has always hated doing childcare and housework, except for the times when doing that and also working felt impossible and too overwhelming. I am a mother who has said many times, of course I love them, because I felt ashamed that I was too selfish and mean to be a mother. I am a mother who, when I hear the question, what would you do for your children, instead of the expected good mother answer, which is everything and anything, I think, not anything. I am a mother who would do anything for my children that didn't require me to sacrifice my own life. Unless it was my actual life, and then I'd do it, wouldn't I? I am a mother who never went to any mother groups because I didn't want to hang out with other moms and talk about mom stuff. I am a mother whose heart and mind and soul has been broken open by my children, and I'm eternally grateful to them for that. I am a mother who practices unconditional love every day, because not feeling loved is the biggest wound from my childhood, and I succeed some of the time. I am a mother who loves my children, who resents them, who wants to control them, who realizes that they are here to break up all my bullshit. I'm a mother who worries about their hearts. I'm a mother who hopes I can let go of my children when they move away and I don't know anything about their lives. I am a mother who hopes that I don't regret how I mothered. I am a mother who has never felt like I fit what a mother is or should be. I am a mother who has been rumbling with motherhood since it came to me. I am a mother who decided that motherhood would make me into my greatest and juiciest self instead of making me smaller and tired. I am a mother who feels the friction of the rules, the constrictions, the assumptions, and the expectations of motherhood. I am a mother who is renegotiating motherhood, reimagining motherhood, recreating motherhood as it fits me. I am a mother who wants motherhood to fit her like her own skin, breathing in and breathing out effortlessly. I am a mother who is just like you. So that's what I have for you today. As always, I am so grateful for your time and your attention. And let me know what you think. What kind of mother are you? What does this bring up for you? What are your thoughts? What did you notice? What did you feel? What did you get? What are your takeaways? You can always leave me a voice message or you can send me an email. Sophie@sophieluxton.com. You can find me on Instagram at Juicy Sophie Luxton, and you can also find me on Facebook. I am there and loving it. This is my first year of social media, so I'm having fun, surprisingly enough. But now I know why it sucks you in, and it's all good. From my kind of mother to your kind of mother, I see you. I celebrate you. I fully approve of you. Take sweet care of yourself.